Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show. Chris Fade.
Pretty Mel.
And Big Rossi.
My name's Chris.
My name's Breathy.
That's Rossi.
Whoa. It's always Chris, Breathy, and Rossi.
100%. Whoa.
Definitely puts a smile on my face.
Yes, this is the infamous Chris Fade Show.
That's what I really want.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning, 6:02.
He's Wednesday. Looking very jolly this morning.
Wednesday, July 6th. Hi. Hi, Pretty. Hi, Rossi.
Hi.
What's with the jolliness?
I'm the same person every day.
You are totally,
just
yeah.
Same. I'm just in. I'm ready to go. As soon as it hits 6, the mind for me, it's go time.
That's not true, though, because like you said in your stories that you were like struggled to wake up for the last 2 days, though.
Yeah, but I'm always good to go.
Yeah, but you look so much more happier and fresher today. What happened? Oh, gosh. Forget it.
Thanks. Just enjoy the moment.
Forget
why do
it.
You?
I'm trying to pay you. That's a compliment.
Oh, what's the compliment? Tell me where the compliment is.
I'm saying that you look nice and fresh.
Yesterday, you said you were going to wake up.
Sorry, guys.
I'm taking myself out of this.
Don't take over. Don't take yourself out, please. Did you say it was going to rain today?
Yeah, so it might rain.
Because I'm looking outside right now. It looks like it's rainable weather.
Yeah, so they said that, well, there were floods in LA yesterday.
Oh, wow,
so today they're expecting rain possibly in the northern, eastern, and southeastern parts of the country.
Is that us? Is that Dubai?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, we'll keep you.
Wait. We're north, right?
Yep.
Abu Dhabi's south.
I have no idea. When I see those street signs that, like,
yeah,
you know, it says south, north, I'm like, I don't know which way that is. Just tell me, is it Sharjah or Abu Dhabi bound? That's all I know.
Going towards Sharjah.
That's like how Sharjah I get south. My directions. Good morning. Just gone 6:04. Wednesday. Can I just say it's my second last show until I go on vacation. Tomorrow's show, we're actually going to be doing for live from Atlantis, the Palm. And then I think you and Ross are doing the Friday show.
Yes.
I think so. So, That's going to be fun. Rossi's now off the... Headphones have now come off and he's on his phone because of...
Well, you two had an argument,
because of the morning. What's going on? That's it. You're out now? Finished?
No. You go for it, mate. I'm just on my phone. Go for it.
Okay. He's on his phone, everyone. We'll let him be then. You can have a really extra early mark.
Hopefully, maybe.
On Tuesday, you had a huge early mark.
Where are you going?
He's left. He's walked off now. Yeah, he's unusual today.
Why? I don't understand what happened.
Before the show started, I was like jumping around, like just getting my mojo in. You know what I mean? Like getting my...
Sometimes you got to psych yourself
my
out.
My energy up. So I just did a little bit of jumping around and he was like... he's having a video chat with someone right now.
Who is he talking to?
I have no
Should
idea.
I find out?
No, just leave it. Listen, prizes wise, we've got huge ones coming up, by the way, like massive. 15,000 dirham Emirates holiday voucher. You could be traveling around the world somewhere, which is absolutely fantastic. That is still to come, which is great. Melbourne has said Dubai is western in the middle, not northern.
But isn't it north of Abu Dhabi?
I don't know, but I'll go with what Melvin says,
yeah,
and not
Melvin's
you, Pretty, if that's
right.
Okay with you.
Yeah, I'm okay
on that
with
one.
That, too.
Okay, listen, phone lines officially open. Tuesday was our hard day to get calls. Today should be okay. So let's see how we go. What are you up to? Where are you? What are you doing? I'd just love to talk to you. That's all I want to do. Give me a call right now. Let's get you on the show, okay? Hello, Hardy. How you doing?
Mr. Chris Fade, how are you, Habibi?
Habibi, I am doing very, very well. It says that you're on vacation. Is that right?
Yes, I'm on vacation, but I used to wake up every morning. I'm a 5 a.m. guy to hear your amazing chat with Rossi and Pretty Malik. So I cannot sleep unless your show will be finished.
Aww.
Oh, my man. Look at this guy. Look at this legend.
For your info, it was raining today. One at night and 2:30.
Oh, really? Whereabouts?
Rained in Dubai.
Hassa Street. Yeah, hold on a sec. Because last night, I thought I heard rain on my window, and I then like propped my head up to hear, and I said, oh no, it's just the air conditioning.
You're like, it's July, no
but
chance.
It must have been raining.
Mm. I mean, it
exactly
looks...
I was playing pool. I'm a professional billiard player, and then when I finished like around 1:30, it was my car is full of
water.
Lots of water, you know. So I said, what? Come again? It's summer.
So cool. Hold on. Let's go back now. You're a professional billiard, a professional pool player. Where's a good pool place to come? Like, where's a good pool hall?
Well, okay, for professionals, you need to go to Q Club in Alberta. It's so nice. And who managed the place is a Lebanese championship. His name is Osama.
Okay.
And for like, you know, if you want to have fun, you can go to McGettigan's and GLT is nice City Walk is very nice.
One of my mates owns a pool hall. I'm just trying to remember where it is now.
Shooters, was it?
No.
Or Hot Shot?
No.
I know those two. Hot Shot.
Trying to remember where it was. I think it was in the Marina. Is it one in the Marina?
Yeah, that's where you went with Nazim Hamid.
The problem is depend about the it's the classes. It's an A and B and C, C plus, C minus. So if you are like, everyone is a D. But if you want to go up in a professional way, you should like just approach places where the professional people are sitting. So you will enjoy and learn a lot from the tricks and all.
Can you and me go hustle some people? Let's go to like just a pool hall and pretend.
What are you saying? No.
Go with Hardy. I'll pretend that like, you know, we can't play.
Yeah.
And then like you just start smashing it. Let's hustle.
White man can't play pool.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm good, but there are some people that are way, way more professional.
I'll take their knees out. Don't worry.
Chris.
I am humble, same like Ross, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We are, aren't we? Thank you, mate.
I always say that you are 20 years old with 25 experience more.
Exactly.
So your heart is like, you're still a young guy, but the way you act is very nice. I really appreciate trust.
Aww.
Every move.
Hold on,
so sweet.
I want to dissect that a little bit more.
Thanks,
your heart is young, but...
I act like
the way he acts is like
a child.
You know, he's an amazing guy with an amazing team, but for me, the best is Rocky, the number one all the time.
Oh, thanks.
What do you mean? He doesn't do anything.
Chris,
did you guys, when I was outside, did you tell Hadi to do this?
No, I swear to God,
honestly,
I swear,
Hadi, you're amazing, mate.
The way you comment on each point on Chris Fade, it made my day. You know, I'm Lebanese. I should be like...
Yeah, that's a Lebanese brother.
I mean,
the guy just sits there and just says like little comments every so often. I've got to run the whole show, press buttons, do all the talking. I wish I could just do Rossi's bit.
I wish I was on your salary, tell you.
Honestly, Chris Fade, I learned to be a fair guy, same like you. But that's why I'm telling you.
So I should accept just Rossi, and it's like, are you saying like it's like haram for Rossi, like just haram, we like him, you know? Is that what it is?
No, Rossi and Sheena for me is like red light.
Aww.
That's so beautiful.
Sheena's amazing.
Sorry, pretty.
That's true, to be honest. And thank you so much for giving me too much time on the radio. I want to appreciate the people who work with you always, not only you guys, you're doing a great team. But the people who work with you, it makes our life really nice.
Oh.
And the topic that you open it is also amazing. So good luck and keep it up, guys.
Thanks, God bless you, mate. God bless you.
Best of luck in the pool career. I hope you smash it, mate. Have a great day.
Please, you're most welcome. Thank you so much, Rossi. Thank you for everyone here.
Bye.
Nice guy.
Oh, that made me feel so much better. That
He's
was lovely.
So nice.
He didn't say anything about you. That's why I said it's okay, pretty.
Oh no, I'm okay.
Yeah, lovely. Well, I mean, it would have been nice because he said Sheena. Like, it would have been nice if you just said pretty, like you're
great.
Yeah,
but it's fine. Sheena's the most amazing woman.
I mean, and we all know that when those tests come out, pretty's always top of the test out of the whole team.
Mm.
So we know she's like the most loved.
Rossi. Just
she is the best.
Thought.
You're the best, pretty. You know that. You don't even talk that much, but people love you so much. Well done.
I don't talk that much.
Well,
because you don't listen to what I'm saying.
You can't get a word in edgeways, I know, but yeah.
Edgeways.
Yeah.
Watch that edge. It goes both ways. Pretty Malik and Grumpy Rossi with us right now. I'm gonna change the name from Big Rossi to Grumpy Rossi.
I'm in a great mood today.
I realize it's usually between 6 and 6:20 that he gets into that. Like, it's just the beginning of the show. And then he just opens up and then he's fine. But usually it's those first couple of times we talk on the radio that you'll be like,
not really. I was just trying to, believe it or not, pay you a compliment in terms of you're very joyous and lots of energy today.
And then I replied with, yeah, I just feel good. It like feels great, but I'm always like, I feel like I'm always on. And then you're like, well, not yesterday. You said on your Instagram that you were tired.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, but I'm still on.
But you're not always on, though, because we all have off days. You know that.
Yeah, but I don't think I have an off day on the radio. Do I, Britt?
Well,
off day on the radio?
Yeah. I feel like even if I'm off, I'm still like this on air. No one would know. Like, person listening wouldn't know that I'm having an off day.
Only we would know when the songs play.
Yeah, you guys, like, you can have an off day because you're just off.
Yeah, but I like to tell everybody if you're having an off day, it's okay to have an off day.
I've got nothing against having an off day. I said on my Instagram yesterday that I had an off day yesterday.
Yeah.
Guys, can we not? Like,
I want to argue for the whole show.
Like, don't can really... You
at least say happy birthday to Isla today, my daughter. She's seven.
Don't bring Isla into it yet, okay?
Okay.
Don't bring Isla. Don't bring... He's trying to see what he's done there. You know, he's brought his daughter into the conversation. I'm just you and I right now. We'll get to Isla. Don't you worry.
She's seven today.
Is she listening?
No.
Good.
We can't listen at home. We haven't got a radio. We need a radio in the house.
A website.
Stream us. VirginRadioDubai.com.
Yeah.
You can listen to us anywhere. Plus the podcast. They can listen after they come back home from school. Just tell them to search the Chris Fade Show from any of their good podcast platforms.
They listen to the Hour of Power every night, apparently.
Do they?
Yeah,
I've got such a bad, like, nasty joke.
No, stop it. I don't want you to say it. I'm telling you, no.
It's just like, it's a really, it's a low, it's a nasty joke.
Yeah, so don't do it.
Rossi, do you want to hear it?
No.
Not really.
No need to be nasty.
No one wants to hear it. Okay, if you guys want to hear it,
DM him.
DM my Chris. Instagram, but I'll...
There's no space here for nasty jokes.
Okay, give me go...
What's wrong with you today?
Let's go live on Instagram. It's my second last show. I'm going on holidays for a month.
Annoying
Chris, I'm not going to let you do nasty jokes.
I'm not going to do the nasty joke. Nala, you go live on the Chris Fade Show account and just bring it in here?
No.
If you guys want to hear me do the nasty joke, I'm going to do it on the Chris Fade Show's Instagram page. We're going live.
No.
Go now. Chris Fade Show.
No.
And I'm going to tell you the nasty joke.
It's terrible.
Okay, wait. What is it? Chris Fade Show.
Yeah, that's your Instagram page.
I don't agree with any of this.
Yeah, let me have a look at the page.
We should not be nasty to each other.
I'm not. I love Rossi.
Then why are you doing a nasty joke for?
It's because it's funny. It's humorous.
It's not funny.
You know when you go to a comedy show and they're like nasty to so many different races and everything?
Is it funny like what?
All right, we're going live right now
to the commercials.
Chris Fade Show, KRIS Fade Show on Instagram. Hello to a bunch of you already on. Hi everyone. Good morning.
You're gonna get good so morning. Much hate. You tell you
why?
Well, just what your attitude today?
My attitude's great.
It's horrible.
Who's got bad attitude?
Do both I have bad? Of you. Both of you.
I don't think I've got bad attitude.
Both of you.
Always first with the hottest E news.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got, Pretty?
Good news for Travis Barker. He was spotted back at work following his hospitalization for pancreatitis, which is good news. He was spotted heading into a recording studio in Calabasas, California. So that means all is well with him. It was pretty life-threatening at one point. He was hospitalized all week long. So good for him. Yeah, good for him for being back at work now. Congratulations to Chris Rock because he has a new woman in his life. He's gone public with his relationship with actress and comedian Lake Bell. Now I'm going to show you who she is. Because you're going to be like, who's Lake Bell? You know her. She's been in a ton of movies, like No Strings Attached. She's usually that.
I thought she died in that movie.
What?
Because she had no strings attached.
She's usually like the really funny best friend.
She's
a comedian.
Cool.
Yeah,
she's
really cool. Yeah. So these two are together now. They both are coming off long-term relationships.
Why has Chris Rock not come out to say anything? I don't understand this.
He's just living his life.
But I think it's really unusual that he just hasn't come out to say just one thing. Because you know as soon as he comes out to do any type of interview for anything, that's going to be the first questions again.
So Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle are doing a show together. In London.
Okay.
And like, I have a feeling they will film that and release it as a special, and they would
talk about it. Address it.
Because obviously Dave was attacked on stage.
Maybe.
So I think they'll probably do
that. Maybe.
And finally, Jason Derulo's ex, Jenna Frooms, that's his baby mama, has written the longest Instagram little story
about him.
Oh,
can
my
I tell
goodness.
You?
It's terrible.
I have heard within the industry about Jason Derulo. Now, we've caught up with him a couple of times. Every time we catch up with him, he's pleasant.
He's very nice.
He's a nice guy. I do sense some arrogance there.
Yeah.
I do sense that I am the best person in the room vibe.
You got that vibe?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Now, saying that, I want to hear what his ex says.
Okay, I'm just going to read it. This is a portion of a very lengthy Instagram post.
Okay.
She said, "We once did aspire to be married, but maybe it's best to be single than to be in a relationship and constantly be disrespected and cheated on and lied to. Or is it better to stay quiet so people like you approve? If a man wants a different girl every week over his family, I'll never be okay with sharing a lover that I love with all my heart." She also went on to say, say that she does not receive any child support from Jason.
Are you serious? Okay, that's dirty.
She just kept going, and she's like, no one wants to, like, I did not sign up in life going, I would love to be a single mom. I wanted a family. I wanted the whole thing. So.
There's always two sides, right?
100%.
There's always two sides. So I don't want to throw Derulo under the bus right now.
But he was caught cheating on her. So let's just put
that
it on
100%, him. I believe, is, he just...
He was caught.
And
so.
You know what I don't understand is if I was a... If you were a superstar as a male, even as a female, all right?
Yeah.
And you've got... many men or women throwing themselves at you.
Yeah, yeah.
You must know within yourself as a person that no matter how much comes at me, I don't want to cheat and I want to be committed to my partner, right? Yeah. And if you have that doubt, why have a child with them and why do the whole thing?
Just leave them. It's like Tristan Thompson.
Yes.
Constantly
cheating on Khloe Kardashian.
And it's like, do you not think it's going to get back to her?
I don't understand. I really don't understand why they put themselves in that position unless they had a child accidentally.
Yeah.
And because they're not married, right?
Yeah, correct.
So maybe that's what happened. But anyway, Derulo, I'm sure he performs like 17 times a year.
So
I'm sure we'll see him. And and when we do see him, no one mentioned that we've had this discussion about it. Thank you. So I was online yesterday for 3.5 hours.
Why?
I got tickets to go to the World Cup in Qatar.
Wait, guys.
What are you laughing at?
Guys, first of all, well done for getting tickets. You yourself were online for 4 hours.
Yeah.
I did it.
I didn't tell anyone else to do it. Let me explain what's going on. My mate Mohammed and I, he's an Aussie Lebanese guy.
Yeah. Great guy.
We Hold on, he's just, oh my gosh. Okay, I'll explain why I'm laughing in a moment here. He and I said to him, yo, tickets on sale for Australia versus Tunisia. All right.
When's the match?
1 o'clock, 1 p.m. The date is...
He doesn't even know. I just bought the tickets.
Wow.
Make fun of me.
Wow.
That was a bit, like, rude.
Yeah, I'm glad you've acknowledged how rude you were being just then. He doesn't even know. The 26th of November is the date. It's at the...
Isn't that the Formula One weekend?
Al Janoub Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
It's match 21, Tunisia versus Australia, the FIFA World Cup, Qatar 2022. So I told him, listen, tickets are on sale 1 o'clock. I'm going to try to get them. It's like a raffle. It's not easy. You go on the website and then you just sit there and you wait. And you wait and you wait, and there's a little buffering, like, what do you call it? Nala tried to get some tickets as well. What do you call it? Like that little window.
Yeah, it shows you what percentage you are closer to be in line.
Yeah.
I was there for 6 hours and I got 0 tickets.
Oh, man.
6 hours. 6 hours, yeah.
So I was on and I was doing it from my, what did you do it on, your phone or a laptop?
I did both.
Okay, so I was on my phone, he was on his laptop, and we agreed that whoever gets on first buys each other the tickets, right? And so...
I'll be like, oh, you got first.
Yeah, I just turned off. I just let you know. I was... My... Whatever that meter is, it moved so slowly. Like, honestly, 3.5 hours into him, I'm 50% in, right? And then Muhammad messages me. I've got him. I'm on. How many tickets? So we bought 6 tickets, 2 for him, 2 for me, and 2 for his children. And they in 3 different categories. Yeah. So there were the really expensive ones, then the medium ones, and then the cheaper ones.
Which ones do you get?
Medium ones.
Okay.
A lot of the cheaper ones were already taken.
Were they? I think they're about 40 Ds for a ticket.
Really?
40 dirhams.
The cheap ones, no?
No, it's 250. The cheap one, 600 is the other category. And then it goes up.
So I got
two. Depending on what match as well.
We got category 3.
Okay.
Are they cheapos?
No, they're good.
They're okay.
Good tickets. They were
250.
Yeah. These are cheap ones, yes. But it depends, like, from game to game. For example, the Argentina-Mexico one.
Yeah.
Those were all
I tried to get. It's on the same day. The same day. So I wanted, because Brianna and I are going to go. She's Mexican. I wanted to go to the Mexican game up. That just sold out. Like, there was no chance of getting it.
My dream of seeing Messi was crushed to the floor that day.
Oh, Messi would have been playing. I didn't even think that. I don't even know. Anyway, we got the tickets. So what up to Mohammed? See, this is the bar. I've got a photo of the bar. Let's see how it looks.
So wait, you didn't get it. He got the
ticket. So yeah, well, thankfully he did, because when mine was about maybe 60% through, 4 hours on, it just said, you're out. Yeah. Like, no tickets available.
Chris, you waited for 4 hours and you didn't get
anything. What did you do? Have it on the computer?
No, I had it on my phone, but you just go back. I just kept going back to my window. It was still working, like, which was crazy. So I just couldn't refresh it. I wasn't allowed to refresh it. So now we've got the tickets to the World Cup, right? Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things now we have to do. He's just messaged me.
Become a football fan as well.
One of them.
Learn the rule.
There is no accommodation. Right? All the hotels are booked.
Yeah, but there's shuttles. You can just go to the game and come back.
Correct. But I wouldn't mind spending a night there. Anyway, I've said to him, because we're chatting right now, I've said, let's check Airbnb.
No, there's nothing available.
No, there's nothing.
No, there is. It's just going to cost you $110,000 for the night.
No, it's not.
Yep.
$110,000. I don't believe it. Well,
I'm going through the same thing with my friends at the moment. Basically, you know, because I'll be going with my friends, right?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They haven't released the hotels yet.
Okay, so what? You're saying that there will be more available?
They're going to release all of the hotels at once.
Hold on. There's one here we found. Terminal Inn. That's not too bad. But can I just say,
you have to download the Hire app or something.
I've got it. Yes, that's right. The Hire to Qatar app. You must download it. Yeah, I've got that on the info. So let me tell you, if you're thinking about trying to get some tickets, it is difficult. But I would use a lot of, get your friends involved and everyone do it at the same time. And then if one gets on, get everyone. I sent him my passport details. He got me he got on. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's probably the best way and the only way you're going to get these tickets, if you want the tickets, though.
Crazy.
But
you're going to the World Cup.
I'm going to go to the World Cup.
Nice.
Isn't that cool? I'm going to go watch Australia play Tunisia.
That's awesome.
Have fun.
Yeah, well, who did you want to go see?
I wanted to see Argentina and Mexico. Right. I'm a huge, huge Messi fan, and I've always dreamt of seeing him on the football course. But
Did you say on the football course?
On the football, I can't even speak today. Is on the football? No.
There we go. Okay, not the course. Don't say that. Rossi, have you got your tickets yet?
I can't even say
no.
So he'll have some way of getting them. You would have gone through someone to get them.
Yeah. Got me accommodation sorted already.
Where are you? Who with? How come you haven't invited any of us?
It's just the lads going.
Chris is a lad.
I'm a lad.
You wouldn't want to come.
So. Eddie's a lad.
Yeah, Eddie. Yeah, you can come if you want, Eddie.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, we're going to go to it. We've got a brunch before, and then...
Eddie's worst nightmare.
Is it all the Brits? Is it only Brits?
No, we haven't got our tickets yet, but we've got, like, our accommodation sorted there.
So you haven't got the tickets to the game, but you got your accommodation.
Yeah, one of our mates is going to put us up.
But what happens if you don't get tickets to the game? We'll just go anyway.
No,
you can't go, can you? You can't fly into the country unless you got tickets. Is it? No.
No.
I doubt it.
There is something going on.
No, that's for the shuttle. You have to show your ticket for the shuttle.
Shuttle, okay.
There's something I can't remember.
All I know is that the UAE is going to be super busy throughout the World Cup, so be prepared. We are expecting millions of guests coming in.
Because they're going to stay here,
I imagine. This as a hub, and then you've got the Air Arabia, the Fly Dubai,
the
Emirates.
All the
shuttle planes are going through, back and forth. It's going to be an epic time for us, I think, in this region as well.
Very
it's like
busy.
One of the biggest things that's happened around here. Yeah, apart from the expo, obviously.
Yeah, there we go. I can't wait till this region gets the Olympics.
It's going to happen.
Well, it can happen, but I think we might have to, because the Olympics usually happens in July, right? Mm. It couldn't happen around this time of the year. We'd have to move it earlier.
In the summer, yeah.
You know, or push it out to September, because you couldn't do the Olympics.
No.
Unless it was all indoor.
Probably could, yeah. AC'd everything.
What sports could not be played indoor, though? Any?
Is beach volleyball?
Javelin might be a problem. No.
Nah, you could build a stadium with a high enough roof.
What other sports?
Volleyball, beach volleyball. You could put the sand in. I don't know. You could do the whole thing indoor.
Pole vault.
The triathlon. No, the triathlon.
Oh.
Marathon. You could be running the streets here at 50 degree heat.
No way.
No.
Another one has collapsed.
Give me that paycheck. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank. Get the RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard credit card and get up to 160,000 bonus SkyWorld miles. Plus, enjoy Emirates SkyWards Silver Tier membership. Visit rackbank.ae/EK. Conditions apply.
Oh, submit, you got through. Good morning.
Woo-hoo!
My man. Good morning, brother. How you feeling?
I'm great. I'm so thankful I finally got through. I've been trying since months. Me and my daughter. We've been trying. We're on the school run.
You said you've only been trying for a month. We've had people try for years still not get through.
No, for months and months. Oh. Not just a month.
Well, good on you, mate. I'm glad you got through. You do the school run with your daughter. What's her name?
Her name is Sanvi.
Sanvi, beautiful. Sanvi and Sumit, what a beautiful little family there. So is today the last day of school or you got another whole week? What's going
on? Tomorrow's the last day.
Is it? All right, brother. Well, listen, let's get you some money right now. Let's get you into this long weekend with a little bit of extra cash. I got 10 questions with Rack Bank. Can we get them all right? That's the deal. Can you win the money? If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Okay, great.
Good to go?
I'm ready. Yes, I'm good to go.
All right, it's good to go. We're ready to go. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time, Sumit, starts right now. From which country did the company Adidas originate in?
Adidas is America.
Gwen Stefani was once part of which band?
No Doubt.
Who is the husband of Hillary Clinton?
Bill Clinton.
What does VMA stands for? VMA.
Video Music Awards.
Who sings the songs Out of Time and Pray For Me?
The Weeknd.
Kelly Clarkson was discovered on which U.S. talent show?
Ooh, The Voice.
True or false, Star Trek Beyond was filmed in Dubai?
True.
Which A-list actor stars in the movie Sully?
Pass.
Which animal is known as the ship
of... Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, I'll take it. Which animal is known as the ship of the desert?
Camel.
What is the capital of Italy?
Rome.
Kelly Clarkson was discovered on which U.S. talent show?
America's Got Talent.
No, it was American Idol. You got so close.
My God.
800 dirhams. Congratulations.
All right.
You were great.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Adidas originally comes from Germany, and American Idol was the show Kelly Clarkson was discovered on. That would have got you 10,000 dirhams. You got 800 with Rack Bank and us here on the Chris Fade Show. Well done.
You know, I've seen like 8-9 seasons. I couldn't think of it. It's so nerve-wracking now.
And can I tell you, I get mixed up between American Idol, America's Got Talent, The Void. There's a lot going on, so it's not too hard. Happened. You did super cool. God bless you and your daughter as well, mate. Well done on doing that school run every day. Well done.
Thanks, Miss Malik.
Sorry, say that again. I missed all that. What was that?
Oh, I said thanks. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Rossi. And thanks, Miss Malik.
Look at that. You're a superstar. You. There it is. Hey, Pop Quiz. We'll do it again tomorrow. Tomorrow's show, we're live from Atlantis the Palm. It's my last show for the month. It's our last show tomorrow, the three of us together. Pretty and Rossi doing the show on their own on Friday.
Yeah.
But obviously it's a long weekend as well, so a lot of you won't be up and about on that Friday or that Monday. So tomorrow's sort of like our official last show. We're going to be at the Atlantis, the Palm as well,
yep,
which is going to be beautiful. I'm excited. I love this time of the year, I guess, because we...
You have to fly.
I'm taking a vacation. I haven't had one I do usually two a year. This is one of them. The other one's in Christmas. So I got the kids. Brianna and I are going to take the kids to Orlando.
I'm so excited for you.
Disney World, man.
I suspend every one of my summers at Disney World.
We've never gone. I've gone to Disneyland. I've never done Disney World.
It's a whole nother place.
And you have always told me, Chris, take the kids to Disney World one day if you get the opportunity. So
it's the best. I mean, I got to the point where I didn't need maps anymore. I used to just walk in and be like,
"Wow,
let's go."
See, I have no idea what to expect when you go into Disney World. Is it like
a
gate that you walk through and now you're in this place? I don't know.
Disney World is like a city on its own. Like, it's just a city on its own because
do you drive in? Like, what I'm trying to work out, you drive into like a gated area. Correct. And then it's all in one big area.
So you walk, you drive into Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
You drive into Epcot. You drive into all these.
But they're all in one area.
You still have to drive to each of them or take the train.
That's how big it is.
Well, it's massive. You need one day for each park.
What's the difference then? Because you go to LA a lot. Don't you go to Disney there?
Yeah.
So what's that then? Is that Disneyland?
Yes.
Yeah, this is supposedly Disney. I mean, Disneyland is absolutely
is the OG,
epic.
That's the first
but
one.
From what I understand, Disney World is like you
the
can't
castle?
Do it. You can't do it in 1 or 2 days. You
no,
need
you
it's
need,
like a whole.
So you need 5 days literally to do Disney World if you want to do every single thing that's in each of the parks. And they're always extending it, adding more parks. I'm boring, Rossi.
Sorry. He's been yawning. He's been yawning all show. It's like the 20th yawn he's done.
When you see the castle, when the kids see the castle, it is epic.
Is it like better than the one?
I heard that the castle at Disney World
is epic.
Is
the parade, the fireworks at night, like it's really, really epic.
Yeah. It's a dream sort of come true for us as a family as well,
it's
to
like
be able to go do that. So we're
once in a lifetime, innit?
Yeah, exactly.
Or if you're pretty Malik, every summer.
Every summer you would just, because it's New York to Orlando, you just go down.
First of all, half of New York is in Florida for the summer anyways. But I had my best friend at the time, her stepmom used to work for Disney. So we used to get passes from her.
And then you get your dad with the cheap flights.
Correct.
Wow.
So we go and spend our summers there, and it was just the coolest thing ever.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yep. So I'm going to go with the kids on Friday morning. We fly out.
Is that, have they got that secret club there? In
don't know. That know was the, Disneyland, I think, LA,
was
wasn't
Disneyland.
It?
Disneyland.
I know Disney World has a secret club.
Oh, come on. Of course it does.
I'll find out and let you know. But if any of you ever get the opportunity, if you listen to this, to go to a Disney park.
Any.
There's the Paris one, which is, we did the show from there for a week, right?
Yeah.
You've got that one.
You've got, obviously, Disneyland in LA.
I went to the one in Tokyo.
In Tokyo.
Tokyo, they're all, man, one
year.
Can we
bring one here?
It's Hong Kong as well,
isn't
it?
Can you imagine?
It's one in Hong Kong.
Is there?
Yeah.
But one here in the Middle East.
Come on, give us a Disneyland.
No, I'm saying it would be. I was trying to work out why, maybe why not. The only thing I could think of was weather.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, Disney's such an outdoor experience.
It would have to be all indoor.
Yeah, and maybe that's not something that they can do. I don't know.
Oh my God, can you imagine Disneyland Dubai? Oh!
Oh, that would.
That'd be so cool!
I mean, wouldn't that kill it?
Oh my goodness.
How could that not? So tomorrow, it's our final show, live from Atlantis, the Palm, and then Pretty and Rossi will be closing out the year, should we say, on mm-hmm. Friday as well. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to say thank you to every single one of you that are on that school run. I know this is a really big time for the show. Just you're on that school run. You know, you got the kids in the car, you're driving. Just thank you for having us on, choosing us every single morning. Not a day goes by that we don't appreciate you listening to this show. Thank you.
Celebrity news
now.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, what you got, Pretty?
So Nicki Minaj stopped her set in New Orleans on Friday to throw some shade at Kanye West. During her performance, she told her DJ to cut the song Monster that they did together in 2010.
Oh wow, really? This one?
Gossip, yeah.
Gossip, you can just stop it. Everybody knows I'm a monster.
Yeah. So what did she do?
And have a listen to what she said. So she said, I'm monstered out. I don't mess with clowns.
Yeah, but hold on a second. This was her show.
This was her
show. Her DJ, so it's part of the set. Like, the DJ plays it. She knows it's coming, and then she
and
does
she said,
that.
She said, and then I think, a lot of people think, it's because Kanye just released a song with Cardi B.
Oh.
So, you know, Cardi and Nicki kind of, like, go back and forth.
They're like the same when it comes to music and sort of that presence,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so I don't know if it has to do with that, or she just doesn't like Kanye anymore. And finally, I need you, Chris, and Rossi to get involved in this.
What?
We all love Keanu Reeves, and I found this wholesome story about Keanu Reeves. Just got to share it. So Keanu Reeves was on a flight from London to New York City. A man saw this interaction happen between Keanu and a young boy who went up to him while he was waiting at the baggage belt and asked for an autograph. This young kid must have been, 10, 11, around there?
Yeah.
Started just firing off a series of rapid-fire questions, like 20 questions, and Keanu answered every single one. This guy documented all, so I have the transcript of the conversation. One of you please be the kid, one of you please be Keanu Reeves, so we can hear what it sounded like and how nice of a guy Keanu Reeves is.
I'll be the kid, because you're Lebanese, and he is.
Sure, he's Lebanese. Yep. Keanu born in Lebanon.
Correct.
I've confirmed that with him on the red carpet at the Oscars. I did ask him that question.
Yeah.
He said... I was.
Yeah.
Was the kid English?
I don't know.
Well, yeah,
no, American. He was American.
Oh, okay. Brilliant. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
So this is the reenactment of Keanu. All these stories about Keanu, like you see
they're
him on,
so good.
On a train and then he gets up with the old lady. They're all like, did they really happen? I think they did. He's such a nice guy. All right, let's... ready, Ross?
Yeah.
So I'm Keanu,
why
you're
is
the kid.
It's a dramatic music. It's a happy conversation.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh my gosh, it's Keanu Reeves over there. Let me go and talk to him. Hey, Keanu! Why were you in London?
Filming a documentary.
I saw online you were at the Grand Prix.
Yeah, the Grand Prix.
No, Grand Prix.
Yeah, the Grand Prix. F1. Race cars.
Do you drive?
Not F1. But I like riding motorcycles.
Do you live in New York?
I live in L.A.
How long are you going to be in New York?
4 days. No, five. 5 days.
Why are you in New York?
Gonna see a Broadway show.
What Broadway show?
American Buffalo. My man.
Where are you staying in New York?
Midtown.
And then the kid ran out of questions. And then Keanu started asking him questions.
Sounds
about
like
his
a bit
trip.
Of an annoying kid.
Yeah.
But how cool is that, man? How
that's cool.
Is
Keanu's
that?
The best. Keanu, we want more of Keanu.
I. By the way, your reenactment, Chris, you were okay.
It's Rocky, Keanu.
Were you trying to be Joe Pesci as a child? Is that what you were channeling?
Yeah.
I ain't the got
vibe.
The dough, boss. I ain't got the dough.
The
I ain't got
vibe.
No money. I got no money, boss. Take out his kneecaps. Okay. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Thank you. We have a few different coffees that we go for. Sometimes we just make the ones here. What's wrong, Ross?
I could hear something.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
It's your phone, is it?
No, it wasn't my phone.
Okay. No, no worries, mate. Don't worry about it. It's all right.
Anyone want Starbies? Please WhatsApp me your orders. Chris Fade Show. Everyone on this Chris Fade Show.
anyone listening?
What about anyone listening? Would you get them Starbucks?
Yeah, if they want it.
Hey.
I'd do it.
How many people do you think would want Starbucks if we start sending it out to people? Is that possible? We could.
If we
you
could have... do that.
Sure.
You'd have to change the address.
Every single time.
Oh, that would be difficult.
I did it on the show one time. I got three people breakfast.
Did you?
One was in Sharjah.
Mm.
The other one was in JLT and somewhere else. But yeah, it is possible. You just get the address.
That's going to be too hard. Way too hard to do right now. I just want a cappuccino. Cappuccino. Did you get the coffee?
Yep.
So we're all good.
Yep.
We're sorted.
Yes.
Sorry, if we don't get coffee into our...
veins.
You know, one month we should just do no coffee, all of us, and just see what happens to this show.
Let's do
should
it, Chris.
We?
1 month of it.
1 month is a bit extensive. We can do a week. No, yeah. A day.
Yeah, no, I get that. Do you really believe that, though? A day? I think we could do a day. I don't think we could do a month.
Let's do a week.
You know?
Week trial.
A week trial of no coffee, the three of us?
Let's do it when we
guys,
come back.
That is the worst.
You said a month.
But that's the worst idea.
You
when
said
we
a
get
month.
Back, when we get back, it's impossible to do.
No, it's not, you know, it's fine.
It's impossible.
Let's do it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But can we have tea? Can we have tea?
Tea's all right, I imagine.
Tea has more caffeine. Can tea. We still do tea?
Tea's fine.
Tea, if it has caffeine, no, we're not allowed. We're going to rip out caffeine from our blood. All right? Maybe when we get back.
Let's do it.
Got a really cute text here. It says, guys, I'm not sure if I will look stupid saying this, but I never thought of listening to an English radio station as I'm Arabic. But the last few days I've started to, and now I love it. And I've got Reem on. Hello, Reem.
Hi.
Hi, guys. You're not stupid for listening to an English radio. You know, most of our listeners, like, English isn't their first language. So, yeah. How are you, Reem?
I'm good. Thank you you made my morning, by the way. Really.
Oh, this is cute.
Aww.
And whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Jordan.
Jordan. Oh, you know, I proposed to my wife in Jordan.
Oh, it's a very nice country, by the way.
Oh, it's so beautiful. The people are amazing.
Yeah. A man I know.
I feel like, is this a joke? There's a joke coming.
Go, a man I know.
A man, okay.
I know a man.
The capital.
A man.
Just ignore him.
Reem, no, seriously though.
I really love you guys, and I'm really enjoying listening to you while I'm coming to work. It gives me a really great morning.
Good.
To all of you.
That's very sweet. So you just started listening to us recently.
I really sound like an old-fashioned girl. I never thought like listening to an English radio station. I never know why. But since I started to know you guys, this is the only station I'm listening to.
We love you.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much. What were you listening to before? Were you listening to someone else?
Okay, I'm not going to say the name, but let it be.
Nah, it's a lot of mine. It's okay. No one's listening. No one listens to
you. You know something? In Arabic station, normally when they will start the morning, they will start to play like a very calm song.
Yeah.
And like you will feel very sleepy going to your work.
Ah.
But since I start to listen you guys, like I'm going to work with full power. So, yes, I'm happy.
You know, and if you do miss that vibe of, you know, the Arabic stuff, we can do that as well, easily. I mean, we speak...
No, please don't...
She doesn't want it.
I can speak in Arabic.
Rossi, don't try. I'm actually Lebanese. I'm a Lebanese Australian. So, I don't know if I'm shway shway Arabi. We have Nala who can speak Arabic very well. So we still...
Syrian.
Can you speak to me in Arabic, please? I want to see if I can understand the Jordanian side.
Okay. Yalla, yisaat sabahak. Kif asbahat?
The morning's going well. The morning's going pretty well. Yeah, we're having a great show. Keep going.
How do you know that?
Okay. Shukran la'alkan. Intu bit'aqdu, bit'jannunu.
We will continue doing what we're doing, and we appreciate it. We appreciate
that. Good job, Chris. Was he right?
I'm wrong.
Are you just not confident enough to speak it, though?
I can't speak it. I can understand because my brain can bring it in and translate it, but my tongue's like, I'm out. I don't want to play. Tongue's like, I don't want to be part of it. All right, well, listen, we're going to keep playing you the high-energy music and keep you going, all right? So thank you so much for finding us, Reem. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Love you, too.
Thank you. Here it is. Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
It's been so I can do whatever.
Oh, she didn't want music to put her to sleep.
No.
Written by Prince.
Really?
This song,
yeah, he performed. It was his song before. Yeah.
Yeah. Perform this in... Madonna.
I want to do a quick poll right now. Who is staying in the UAE and who is flying out for these holidays for schools?
Over summer break.
Yeah, schools are out for like 8-9 weeks, and it's usually the time where everyone sort of travels out. And, you know, someone that, like myself, we want to know, are you flying or you're not? As a business owner as well, you want to know. Like, are we expecting a huge, massive...
Exodus.
The population, a leave, or are you staying? So let's do one of our Chris Fate Show polls right now, and then we can give you the unofficial stats of the country.
Sure.
How's that sound?
That sounds great. And, you know, a handy little snack to take on the plane is always Fate Fit.
Thanks so much for throwing that in there. That's right.
It's great for the children.
Because I said, as a business owner, you want to know if people are going to leave. You know,
pocket-sized Fate Fit snacks. Oh, a delicious snack.
But what's wrong here?
I don't know why he's being nice.
No, just saying it's a good little snack for the plane.
Thanks, mate. It is. Appreciate it.
I'm going to digress from you.
Are you traveling or staying?
Fade fit snacks.
Stop it. Traveling or staying? Hala, what do we got?
Hi. Good morning. Hello, Allah.
Hello, Allah. Are we doing well?
I'm doing great. Unfortunately, I've got to say I work, and during the holidays, our work peaks. So there is no way to be able to leave. Yes.
What do you do?
I work in real estate.
Ah, so this is what I realized. Most people move around in the summer, right here?
Yes, like everyone is on holiday. Everyone has the time to come, check, buy, do everything. So like it's impossible for me to leave at this moment.
Even though
I want to go to Turkey so bad. I want to visit my family.
I hear you, Hala. So Hala's staying. Manesh, staying or traveling?
Traveling.
Where are you off to, man?
I'm flying to Boston tonight.
Boston.
Nice.
Have a cup of coffee in Boston, yo. That's how we talk in Boston.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's very New Yorkish, but it's not. A little bit more gangsterish.
Don't say that again.
What are you doing in Boston?
Well, I'm just visiting family, so it's going to be some time off flying there after 5 years.
That's great, man.
Break with the family, worked a lot, haven't traveled much past couple of years. We'll have traveled a bit, but not as much as we usually do.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. I hear you, totally. Well done. Well done, Manish. Have a great time. So Manish is traveling. Nicolina, staying or traveling?
Hi there. I am staying.
Okay. Yeah.
And actually, I have to tell you, this is the first time I'm calling a radio in my 27 years. I listen to you guys all the time on my way from home to gym every morning.
Oh.
And you repeated the number three times. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to call in.
So, I'm so glad you did. I'm glad you did that, Nicolina. Where are you from?
I'm actually from Serbia.
Serbia. And so would you usually travel at this time or just no, you're not?
Last year I did, but this year I'm doing my first marathon. I'm going to Berlin to run.
Wow.
Yeah, so I told my coworkers, I'm going to be here the whole time, but when I go on vacation, don't tell me, why are you away for 2 weeks? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'll sweat through the summer.
Good on you, Nicolina. Mm. Thank you for calling and thank you for listening as well.
Thank you, guys. Have a nice day.
See ya. That's cool. In us, traveling or staying?
Traveling. Good morning, guys.
Where are you off to?
I'm going to Bodrum, Turkey.
Oh,
after
nice.
2 years, my goodness. Like, I miss traveling.
Yeah, man. If you've got the opportunity to travel, definitely get out there. There's no better feeling, right, than traveling, yeah?
Exactly, yes.
Well, good on you. Have a beautiful trip. Okay, so a lot of people are traveling, but I mean, I'm going to get the official numbers here. Pretty's just calculating it. We're going to get the unofficial official poll of the UAE here. Masood, traveling or staying?
Hi, good morning, guys. Of course, traveling.
Traveling, where you're off to?
I'm going to Pakistan.
Well, nice. Well done, brother. Well done. Lama, traveling as well. You're off to Palestine, are you?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
We're doing all right. You is that home? Is that the fam?
Yes.
And when was the last time?
Visiting the family.
When was the last time you visited?
Last year.
Last year.
Summer.
Well, have a beautiful time. Kate, you're staying, are you?
Yes, I'm definitely staying.
This is work because you own a pet place, right?
We do, yes.
And so is this where a lot of, now because a lot of people are traveling, they're going to dump the pets with you, right?
They're going to leave their pets in our care.
I don't dump the pets.
Dump the pets with you. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, right? They're going to leave. No, they're going to leave their pets in care with us. I'm like, they're dumping them there.
No. They're in good care.
What do you mean? I dump my kids at friends' houses to look after them. It's the same thing. I'm flipping the script right now on the show. Why? Because, I mean, rental checks, I don't want to talk about it right now.
It's good news. Dubai Land Department will collaborate with Emirates NBD to facilitate online rental payments.
Not yet, though.
Is that not interesting content?
It is, it is.
I mean, I thought of that last night, and I thought, this is great.
Yeah, it came out a couple of days ago, though.
Yeah.
2 days ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Did you just see it now?
No, I saw it yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, you're right. The whole rental checks, where we have to give like three checks or one check, they're going to get rid of that. However, you have to bank with those banks, right?
Emirates NBD.
It's not for everyone. Not everyone banks with Emirates NBD at this stage. Maybe the other banks will follow, it looks like.
Maybe.
But however, they will just take the money out of your account so you don't have to write the checks out and...
Yeah, worry about your signature and have 17 panic attacks while you sign it like I do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that signature is always hard, right?
I have such a panic attack when I'm writing.
How many? And you make a lot of mistakes writing the check as well?
I have a look at the... I've got a signature that I've saved in my phone.
Same.
That I look at to make sure that I'm doing the right one, right?
Wow. So how are you flipping the script? What are you going to do?
Brianna's gone to New York now. She left 3 days earlier, right?
Yeah.
And I just wanted to talk relationships for a moment.
What happened?
He's doing it because she's not here.
She's not here. That's right. She's not here.
What happened?
It's safer for me to discuss it. Now, I'm not here on the Friday.
Correct.
I'm not doing the show here. I think, Shivanti, you're going to ask that. Shivanti, hi. Morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Always fabulous, Shivanti. What's up?
I just heard twice on the radio you said this is our second last show for the year. And I'm like, what? We're still in July. Why did you say that? Was it a mistake?
I meant like the school year. Sorry, I'm
the
on the
season.
School. The season.
The season.
No, we're back. We're all going to be back in August, but we're all taking a bit of time off over the next month.
Oh, Okay, okay, great. Thank you. Oh my God, I was worried. Is this what is happening?
No, we're still here, Shivanti. Thank you. Thank you so much for always being so loving and supporting, by the way. So Brianna's gone to New York a few days early to spend some time with the family.
Yeah.
She's not here. I'm going to talk about it.
What, she did something?
So she lost her entire wallet last month.
Entire wallet?
Lost the wallet.
So that means IDs, everything.
Everything. Now, when I lose my wallet or if I lose something, I am like, got to find it. Okay, got to find it. I stress about it. Where is it? I'm looking. She's casual. Yeah, I lost my wallet. And I said, what do you mean? It will rock up. Don't worry about it. I said, what do you mean it will rock up? Oh, it's got to be somewhere. And I said, babe, it's got all your IDs. It's got credit cards, everything. She's like, yeah, it'll be fine. So every day I'm like, did you find your wallet? No. Did you find your wallet? Go look in the car. Go look upstairs. And I'm now it's panicking. Now it's like it's my wallet. Where's your wallet? And she's just, it's okay, I'll rock up. Anyway, 2 weeks go by. I didn't ask anything because it was frustrating me and I knew we'd have an argument. So I didn't say anything. So now...
In his head, it's really annoying.
It's her wallet. It's everything. It's Emirates ID. It's all that.
The credit cards, bank cards.
It's got everything in her wallet, right? Everything.
I'd love to be in your head.
Anyway... No, you don't want to be in my head. You don't want to get out pretty quickly.
Scary place.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in there. So I let it go. 3 weeks later, I said to her, did you ever find the wallet?
Yeah.
She goes, no. I said, have you got everything back? She's like, yep, I've gone and she canceled all her credit cards. She did all that. Got everything done. So we're good now. Yep. Do you ever know where the other wallet was? She's like, no idea. I said, okay. So you lost your whole wallet? She's like, yep, cool. All right, done. She's in New York now. Okay? She's left. She left yesterday.
Okay.
All right? She messages me. She's like, babe, what's up? She's like, I forgot my wallet. Could you bring it?
No!
She has traveled.
With no money!
No money. No, nothing.
Her no cards.
No, nothing.
So she can't even withdraw cash if she needed it.
So I'm like messaging her. And I'm like, oh my gosh, don't get angry, Chris. Like, you know, I
how
can't.
Has she got? Has she got on her phone, like pay on your phone?
Yeah, she's got the tap, so she's right. Tapping everywhere she's going.
That is forgetful to another level.
Yeah, I said, and then I only asked. I said, I just said, how'd you forget your wallet? You're traveling overseas. How'd you forget your wallet? She's like, I don't know. And I just left it because I like that for me would have been like, you know, I can't believe I like it's like I turn into a father, which I don't want to be that father figure of like, why did you forget this? I want to be the cool husband, right?
Listen, she's known you for 8 years. You ain't ever going to be the cool husband. She knows you.
But how do you forget your wallet? How do you forget your wallet when you're traveling across the world?
I don't know.
For once in this argument, I am on your side, Chris, because that's the first thing I check for my wallet because you need cash.
She's in New York. She says, I've got a bit of cash. I said, how much you got? She's got like about 100 on her.
It's going to finish today.
She's got 100 on you. I'm not there for 4 days, you know? And she goes, yeah, but I got tap. I'm just tapping everywhere.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm like, it still doesn't matter, man.
So she has no IDs.
Except her passport.
Okay. Well, the good thing is that in New York, literally every single place can tap. Yeah, everywhere. Or Venmo or something. You know, like you can do
it. I'll tell you what, though. Since the introduction, though, I'm going to back up Brianna on this one. Since the introduction of like where it goes on your phone, I have found that I'm mislaying my wallet quite a lot. Like I'll leave it in the car and then I'll go, oh, where is it? Is it in the house? Is it in the car?
Where is it now?
Like, exactly.
Yeah,
like,
I know where it is. It's not anywhere near you.
Where is it?
What's it? You've left it all the way to the other end of the studio here. Anyway, is there anything that your partner does that just drives you crazy?
Wait, hold on. Let me pull out my list.
Get your list out, pretty. Is there some things that your partner does that just really gets to you?
Yes. Yes.
Hello, Mike.
Hello. Good morning, guys. I love you all.
Mate, we love you even more, brother. What? Let's throw the wifey under the bus. What is she doing?
Okay, so my wife, 3 times in a row, took my son to a birthday that the kid is invited to on a wrong date. wait. This is not it. One of them, actually, the kid went to the nanny. It was a water splash thing. And they spent 2 hours. Then the nanny realized that my son knows no one. And it was the wrong birthday they celebrated.
So your kid crashed some other kid's birthday party.
Yeah, like 5-6 years old, you know.
It's like wedding crashes, kids crashes.
Oh. And the best part that when you tell friends and family the first time it happened, they're like, okay, things happen. Then I say, no, it's 2 times things happen. No, it's 3 times.
Oh, well.
Get her a calendar.
How long you been married for?
10 years, 11 years. Yeah.
Good.
I thought she doesn't use the calendar. She's anti-tech. She never bought anything online.
Mike, I love
She's resisting technology.
I feel you, though, Mike. I feel you. Sarah, what does your partner do that just drives you crazy?
He takes his shoes off next to the bed, right? Not under the bed. Puts them right next to the bed where I trip on them every single day. And when I complain, he goes, well, I got to keep you on your toes.
Oh, that would make me so mad.
It hurts. Yeah.
So, okay, hold on. So, is it like slippers or it's actually shoes?
No, like his sneakers, like full-on sneakers. And like he's got big feet, you know?
So where do you want him to put it?
I wanted to put it in his shoe closet, not under the bed, not next to the bed, in the shoe closet.
You sound like Brianna to me. That's me. I just take my shoes off and then like she's like, we've got a place to put your shoes. Put your shoes there.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
You're worried about the wallet. The wallet belongs in the back. Right. The shoes belong in the
shoe
closet.
Whatever, Brianna, try waking up at our time. When you get out, you try to take all your clothes
exactly.
off.
Exactly. Premi, hi.
Hi.
All right, what does your partner do that just gets on your nerves?
Oh, yeah, he likes these Malayalam songs, and I like Virgin Radio, so we have a solid problem there.
Oh. Mm. So he wants to listen to Malayalam songs in the morning.
No, when we go for long drives especially, which is quite a torture when it comes to 3-4 hours to call for cars.
he doesn't want Virgin Radio on. He wants his own like music on, right?
Yes. But I found a solution. You can use the headsets now. Probably that's a good idea.
But then you're going to be in the car. It's going to work, right?
Yeah, it's going to be in the car. At home, of course, there's no such problem because I can listen to Virgin Radio.
You know what I'm doing for you right now? I've got some Malayalam music on right now. This is Best of Malayalam Songs 2021. Yes.
Oh.
So I'm going to try to please him and you at the same time. I don't know how Malayalam...
By the way, Chris, I'm having a global cut-a-thon on the 24th of this month. It's a global cut-a-thon right from New York to Singapore. And your listeners could join in with 12 inches of ponytail if they want, live on Zoom.
I got no idea what you just said then.
Cutting hair.
Hold on, but I'm talking about Malayalam music. You've just done something. I don't know what's happening right now. A cut-a-thon. What is a cut-a-thon?
Well, we have people from around the world donating for cancer patients, 12 inches of hair.
Amazing.
Oh, that's nice. That's beautiful.
That'll be beautiful. And yeah, we have some 30 boys from some school boys from Dubai joining in also.
How do people get in touch if they want to know more info?
Oh, well, they can message me at Hair for Hope India.
Hair for Hope India. There you go. You got the details. Well done. Finally, Ricardo, what have you got?
I heard you discussing Brianna, and she's pretty much the same. My wife is pretty much the same type of person.
Bro,
it's the case. I am the organized one, and she's pretty much the one that just puts anything anywhere.
Yeah. So
and
what do we do?
It annoys me
what do we
every
do?
Single time she does it. And I can't speak about it, because it's a fuss.
So do we just put up with it, man? You and I, Ricardo, we just put up with this?
We just allow it to flow and keep a blind eye.
All right, brother. You and I together. If there's any issues, hit me up on Instagram. You and I can discuss it together, okay?
Vent it out.
We vent it
no
out
problem,
when you're frustrated. In the meantime, more Malayalam music. I think it's Malayalam, guys. I've just literally gone to YouTube and put Malayalam in.
Fingers crossed.
Rossi will know. Rossi, is this Malayalam? He's very cultured.
Yes. Malayalam? Is this the song from the Harvest Festival, maybe?
No. Sounds really nice.
This is an Onam song.
I could listen to this. It's good. It's chill, man. I know why that I want to listen to Virgin Radio. You don't understand any of these pretty?
No. Very, very beautiful but difficult language.
To our Malayalam audience, I hope I haven't offended you. Tell me about this, because I read this again. It's one of those I was like, no, we're not doing this. Are we really here? Gucci Pet Collection. The Gucci Pet Collection.
Say that again?
We all own dogs. We all own dogs. The three of us all have beautiful dogs. Mine are the best. Gucci Pet Collections.
I could see your dogs in this.
I could see her dog,
no,
Pretty's dog.
I would never.
Nah.
She gets treated like royalty.
Excuse me. You know me as the most economical and most sensible person. I would never spend that much money on clothes for a dog.
Okay, so Gucci Pet Collection is officially dropping. Includes a $7,500 US bed.
Go away.
Here's the best one, though. A $460 poop bag holder.
Pooper scooper.
So you know how you're supposed to clean up after the doggy? It's got a little Gucci handbag you can put the stuff in, the duties in, for $460. This is crazy.
This is insane.
Style mavens hoping to add a dash to the couture or to their lives of their spoilt little brats. Gucci have just dropped this collection. They've got dog bowls. Which I've seen a lot of people have in their house right now, but they're usually fake, right? How about a leash? Would you like a leash for $500?
What?
Imagine having your dog on a $500 leash.
That leash better walk the dog for me.
Other items include AirTag holders. How about a bowl cover? Just to cover the bowl.
Yeah.
$900.
Go away.
But ladies and gentlemen.
Tell me.
For $4,050 US.
$4,000.
You could buy a car. You could get a carry case, a Gucci carry case. So when the dog travels, it's traveling in style.
Gucci. It's traveling Gucci. In Gucci.
Oh my gosh.
This is too much.
It's got the GG logo on the outside and it's priced at around $4,100.
No, I mean, if someone was to send me this stuff for free, I'd definitely have it.
They'll also do a made-to-order bed.
Made to order,
which is
bed.
The $7,500 US. I can't believe. I mean, this is the stuff that drives me mad. I'm not against brands. Like, all right, I get you. All right, you want to fling it out a little bit. You want to wear your Balenciaga shirt. You want to have your Gucci cap on, your Fendi shoes, your Dior handbag. I'm all for it. You work hard. You spend the money where you want. But if I was to see a dog rolling around with a pooper scooper, which was Gucci, which I know that you paid $400 for, roles should be reversed.
But hold on.
He should be walking you.
Well, obviously.
No, but you've said several times. I remember we were doing a whole story about Cardi B and her baby having all of this stuff. And you were like, let them be.
The baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're contradicting yourself?
No, I'm not. That's a human child, a baby. A human. The dog that you have to clean up the pooping of
afterwards.
You have
to clean up the poop of a baby?
Yes, it's from your blood. If I produced a dog,
so let's not
if the dog had my DNA, it's a different story.
Some people call dogs their kids, though.
Great, fantastic. Do it.
Okay, but let's put this into perspective. Obviously, this line is not targeted at people like us, right? It's targeted at a very elite number of people.
I have a very high standard of myself.
Stop it, Rosie.
I believe a lot of people that buy these brands are the people that don't have the money. You know that.
Possibly, yes. They're trying to show people that they have it.
Yeah.
But they obviously have done some sort of market research and figured out that there is a demand or market for this type of thing. So I assume, like a Paris Hilton would have her dogs in a Gucci $7,000 bed. You know?
Yeah.
So there's going to be someone out there. If you've got the money and you can spend $7,000 on a dog bed, good for you.
No. No, I'm against it. I'm against...
Why you got against animals?
I love animals. I got two beautiful dogs. My dogs get made dinner as well. Like, I buy fresh organic chicken meat minced for my dogs. They don't get the canned stuff. I want them to live well, but I ain't buying a Gucci pooper scooper for $400.
That's a lot.
So I can walk around showing other people, look, your dog doesn't care. You think your dog cares? You think the dog's like, oh, it's Gucci. Yes, I'm loving it. Your dog's rolling out to the shopping centers, the malls, showing everyone, look at me. I'm rolling in it. They don't know
the
difference.
But you're very angry about this.
Because there's people that need money.
But it's Gucci.
It's people that need money. There's humans that don't even have that, that couldn't even afford it. I don't know, like, it just, and there's people doing it. Sarah, I'm sorry, I am angry about it. I am angry. I'm sorry, Sarah. Would you buy it yourself, Sarah?
No, never, because I won't spend that much amount on dog also. So the clothes of the dog is like too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
Listen, I like Gucci. I can't justify buying a shirt from Gucci. I can't.
But it's not made for you. It's meant for another crowd.
But I'm saying in general, I couldn't, like, I walk into some of these stores sometimes where
it's
I'm
so
like,
expensive.
Let me buy something. And then I look at it and I look at the price and I can't justify it.
It's not made
for
us,
I work hard
Chris.
For my money.
It's not made for you. It's not made for you.
Look, Rossi's got an off-white t-shirt on. That would be about $1,000.
Yeah, I mean, I treated myself.
Where did you get it from?
Some shop in the marina.
What, the off-white store?
No. It's like factory seconds shop. Well, like end of line, no one wants it stuff.
I don't think it's real then, is it?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, look, it's got the label and everything in it there.
Yeah, they do a good job. I'm guaranteed.
What's the name of it? I'm trying to think of the name of it.
There'll be a fake line of Gucci pets, which is going to be the unfortunate stuff. That's even the worst stuff.
Yeah.
Chris, it's okay. It's not made for you. Just keep on doing your thing.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about it. Whoever wants to buy it,
okay.
Let them buy it and let them be happy.
Let's have an argument now. Who's got the best dog out of the lot of us? I'll go first. My dog is the best.
Virgin Radio, traffic and weather together. Traffic. Powered by McDonald's.
You win the argument.
My dog's cuter than your dog's, though.
I'm not even getting into it. We'll put on the gram. Let's do a poll of our dogs. Let's do it.
How does everything turn into a competition on the show?
It's him. Okay, Maz Hakeem in studio. Good morning, Maz. Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing, Maz?
I'm doing so well.
Okay, I brought you here for a couple of reasons. Number one, I want you to go to your Instagram. I've just done a collaboration with you. I want you to.
I did a collaboration.
I want you to watch it right now. Wow. I want you to watch it.
Whose profile do I go to?
It's on my Chris Fade and Maz Hakeem. I've tagged us both.
Oh my god, I need to review it.
So just you got to review it. But watch. I want you to watch this live on the radio right now, Maz. She's up from 10, but have a watch now.
Oh, you're copying her style.
This is the best.
To get a chance, I've recreated Maz Hakeem's Instagram page. So I've gone and taken some of the footage and the photos. Because you pose. You're a poser on your Instagram.
Oh, isn't that what... You are brilliant at this. This is hilarious.
You're a little bit too good at it.
I'm very good at really reenacting Maz Hakeem because you're so... You on Instagram, you really like... Maz does those Instagram ones where she goes to like a restaurant and she like... She'll like look at the camera from behind. Who films you in this? Who does this filming? I don't have anyone.
My partner. Yeah.
If I ask Brianna to film me, can you film me walking into a restaurant and then me look at the camera seductively and go...
Seductively.
It totally is. Anyway, if you get a chance and you want to have a little bit of a laugh,
you did very well.
We've tagged, we've collaborated, Maz and I, on the gram. Go and watch it. I first of all, love you. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Chris.
A little bit earlier today. Because what we're talking about right now is something pretty cool, I think, that you're doing. And I'm so grateful that you're open to talk about it on the show.
So today is my first appointment to talk about my egg freezing.
She's freezing her eggs.
Yes.
Really well done. Really well done. So,
thanks, Chris.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And again, I like to talk about certain things on the show that people feel like they shouldn't talk about.
Like subjects that are normally taboo, but they shouldn't be.
Exactly. When Brianna had her surgery just recently to get her fibroids out of her uterus.
Yeah.
You know, when she spoke about that on her social media, she had honestly thousands of women just saying, thank you for making this a normal discussion because so many of us go through this.
Yeah.
And we keep it on the down low,
and
right?
And it's just not talked about enough. And unfortunately, because of that, a lot of women are not aware of what to do, whether it's a regular thing.
Yep.
A lot of people may feel I'm the only one who's going through this journey. But
and it's, you want to
so
open it up, right?
Quick question. How do they unfreeze them? Do they put like a little hat and scarf on? Some gloves? How do they unfreeze them?
We're talking realness. Oh, we're going real here and Rossi comes out with a joke.
How do they do it? What do they do?
Let me just come back to this.
Yes.
freezing of the eggs is, again, it's another taboo topic that I know women go through and they don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And recently a friend of mine on social media went through it, and she was sharing that experience on social media.
Mm.
And she, the highs and the lows of it all. And now you're going to go through this. Today's the first day.
Today's the first day of my appointment. I just need to find out the process, mm-hmm. I guess how long I need to allocate for it, what I need to do beforehand.
Okay.
And it's interesting because when I went into the clinic, I was really nervous actually the first time. And I realized there were hundreds of people in there.
Yeah.
Everyone just taking a token. Very, very normal, very real.
Yeah.
People calling out for blood tests. And it kind of put me at ease to think that, you know, there's a lot of other people going.
Exactly. We have to make these taboo subjects normal.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important using platforms like this or social media or your own.
Yeah.
I think it's so, so important to do.
Also because it's the technology that's available now is
100%.
Just insane.
So
insane.
To explain, it means that you have not found... You may have found your partner now. We're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't... You're not married yet. You do... want to have a child potentially in the future.
Yeah.
So as your body gets older into an age where it's going to get harder, it's easier at this stage just to take some of the eggs to make sure that you've got them. And then later on, when the time is right, it's not a cheap thing. There's some prices which I know that
are you getting a deal or
that is not interesting. We're not even talking about
Rossi. Why are you asking these questions?
Just leave the studio. Just leave again.
Such an important topic.
You're getting it for free, are you?
It's giving myself options for later. Yeah.
Do you know what, though? I think you might get a lot more Instagram followers from this.
Oh, my.
Hold on. Hold on. She may be paying, but if she is... Do you know anyone? Rossi probably could get it for free. You'll be like, I've got your seven, mate, seven eggs. Yeah. But you've got to name one of them Rossi, okay? Thank you for coming in early, Maz.
Thanks, Chris.
You're up from 10 this morning, commercial-free music, which is fabulous. What I'm going to say now is going to get her excited.
What?
Because she knows what I did yesterday.
Did you do something she likes?
Yes.
Sound healing. Oh, my gosh, yes!
She's completely forgotten. You had to remind her.
Oh, my gosh, of course. Care. No, I care. I was talking about it all night, actually.
So, yesterday, I did something which is very unlike me, but I wanted to try to do something. What's it called?
It's shamanic breathing.
Shamanic breathing. Guys, have you heard? Rossi, concentrate off your phone.
How do you do that? What is that?
Off your phone. I want Rossi to end up doing this.
Okay.
Okay? Phone down, Ross. Put your phone down,
really?
Rossi.
It's like I'm in school.
So yes, because I want you to concentrate. We're doing the show. And I want you to do this.
What is it called?
What is it?
Shamanic breathing.
Okay.
Shamanic?
Yes.
It's like from the shamans.
Yes.
Okay.
How did you even know that?
What's the name, isn't it? Shamanic?
Yeah, but if it was like the Bopiki, whatever breathing, you would have gone from the Babicans.
So, like, would you have to go to like the Andes in Peru to do this? Or
so, a friend,
go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm asking questions.
A friend of ours now.
Yes.
I met him a couple of weeks ago on the beach. His name is Walid, and he is got this energy about him. When you meet him, he's a good guy. Like, you just know he's a good guy. He's an Egyptian guy. And him and I got talking real quickly, and he told me about his whole life where he had a huge agency here in Dubai, and he was making lots of good money, and he was a corporate life, and he gave it all up, and now he lives in Bali with his family, and he does these retreats.
He does these retreats in Bali, and actually he has a really incredible story because he found something wrong with his health. It was actually related to his brain, and the doctors were telling him to go through the normal method. But he decided to kind of go through an alternative route, which was breathing.
Okay.
Now, not dissing what doctors say, by the way, Maz, all right?
But I do think there's something to be said in that, though.
So
you're right. Breathing's very important.
He comes over yesterday to my house, right?
Yeah.
And he does these things usually in groups, but I asked him if he'd come over and just give me a one-on-one, and he was so kind to do that.
Brianna's away, right? Why not?
Yeah. There was no one home except Auntie Marilyn, one of our nanny, right? Now, I told her, I said, I'm doing a bit of a meditation thing this afternoon. And I said, okay. And she said, okay. So I said, I just need to have it quiet. Now, I didn't know what I was getting into.
Right.
We sat down beforehand, and Walid is just, there's energy about him. He's very good looking as well. Like,
very.
He's got this charismatic. He's got this.
Calm down, man.
Yeah, he's like physiqued out, and he's sitting there, and he's like, he's just talking to me. Yeah, you've got a man in your life.
He's like very, very good looking. All right, Mass.
I know. I say he's good looking, mate. Very.
Study on.
Look at my screensaver.
You're supposed to be breathing, not worrying about looks.
Anyway. If anyone has tried this breathing before, I would like to hear from you. 0487155444. It was an hour and a half of me doing breathing in really heavily through my nostrils and then really getting it out with no gap between. Do not try this if you're alone. You need someone to be there with
you
to understand.
Do it again.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
Like that you do it.
Literally.
Yeah. And it takes you on this journey, and there's this music playing around you. He's got this drum in his hand. He's drumming the vibrations of the beat around me, whilst for an hour I'm screaming by the end of it. I mean, I felt like I had taken some type of medication.
Yeah,
coffee.
Yeah.
You had a lot of coffee.
It was the most unusual thing that I had ever experienced. And I started getting anxious from that. And he told me, let go, let it be. It was so weird.
How did you feel after it was
felt
done?
Fantastic.
What was the feeling in your brain?
Like, I just felt relaxed afterwards. And he said, basically, doing an hour and a half of this is like doing 2 years of meditation. Mm. Right?
Like, so it was nonstop for an hour you did that?
Yeah, and because your boy, like, by the end of it, this is how I sounded. And he's doing it with me, right?
Oh, he's breathing too.
So, Rossi,
to kind of guide you
just
through.
Do what I'm doing. And okay. This is what Auntie Marilyn, our nanny, was hearing. Ready? I swear. Ready? This is it. Ready?
Slow down. Slow down. Why are you doing that?
Because you scream it out. You get the air out. Like, it was so cool. Like, I don't do this sort of stuff. I just go to the gym and lift weights. That's how I get my meditation. So it was good to try something new.
Are
right?
you going to be doing it again?
I think so. I want to do it again. Because now, the next time I do it, I won't be so stressed out and, like...
you know what to expect.
Because, like, like, before you do it, he's like, here's a plastic bag. Have a little bit of water beforehand. Don't eat 2 hours prior. I'm like, what's a plastic bag for? You know, some people, like, get stuff out. Like, it comes out. And I'm like, what are you talking about? That's when I started freaking out. And he's like, your hands could your hands could start tightening up, right? Because my whole body went numb.
Yeah.
My whole body went numb and my fingers started doing this sort of thing. Like, it was crazy.
And you were relaxed after that?
Afterwards, I was relaxed. During it, I was... It was an interesting thing. Again, this is not something that I usually do, but it's called breathing. Shamanic breathing. Yeah. I don't even know what it is yet. But it's good to try new things. I tried it.
It takes you on a journey, and it's really hard to actually totally let go. I think that's the hardest bit, because you feel yourself falling into a bit of a trance, and then you catch yourself.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So for the beginner like me.
Yeah, like what I was yesterday.
Get it like... on your headphones and YouTube or something and do it.
You can. It's the Wim Hof who we interviewed, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's the one that sort of is the pioneer of it from what I understand. But if you get a chance, I always put it, we are all living such busy lives and we're all going through so much emotion that we keep in. Find means of getting it out, be it going to the gym, be it seeing a therapist, be it doing this breathing thing, meditation, yoga. Do things that are better for you. We don't do that enough. All right, but take the time. But Maz, I know that you told me about Waleed about a year ago.
Yeah.
And I think I laughed at you.
Yeah, you did.
I went,
see? You know what? The universe brings it to you when you need it.
Oh, the universe issues again. That is it for us. Maz is up next with all your feel-good hits. Tomorrow's show is going to be epic. It's like our final show of the year somewhat.
Yeah,
Especially with, obviously, public holiday on Friday and Monday. We are going to be live from Atlantis the Palm. This is going to be super cool. A 30,000 dirham, like, vacation we're giving away, right?
Yeah, we're playing the hot seat. We're going to explain it all next. It's going to be intense but fun at the same time.
Yeah, it's going to be so cool. So make sure you listen to tomorrow's show. It's like a game show. It literally is a game show, right? With a prize being of epic value. Thanks to our friends at Atlantis the Palm. We can't wait to get there tomorrow. All right, Maz up next. Have a great day. Look out for that rain. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.